The following show is closed captioned for the reality impaired. The Jerry Bader Show.
841 1360 97.5 WTAQ News Talk Sports. I actually missed this. This is pretty big news, and I really haven't heard it reported much around the state. Wisconsin Public Radio posted this, well, it would be 2 weeks ago on Wednesday, this coming Wednesday. So this is nearly 2 weeks old. To me, it flew mostly under the radar. And I'm not really sure what it means, and I discovered it. Kevin Benversi has a piece about it at Right Wisconsin Today, which is right below my piece, which talks about, this is interesting, I have a piece at Right Wisconsin that talks about Mary Burke's pants on fire strategy. Actually, scorched pants strategy is what I call it. Everybody knows what scorched earth is, right? Do you have to be a student of history to know what scorched earth is? Sherman's March to Sea is seen as a classic example of scorched earth. When, during advance or retreat, you destroy anything of any appreciable value to the enemy. It's also been co-opted, some say corrupted, in more recent years to imply excessive force by a superior power. The Dresden bombing, the Tokyo fire bombings, the atomic bombings at Hiroshima and Nagasaki. Yes, I finally given in and I now pronounce it Hiroshima. I'm still convinced the Japanese pronunciation is Hiroshima, but everybody else pronounces it Hiroshima. You didn't know that? Oh, I'm the last person with a microphone who was pronouncing it Hiroshima. Jason says that's how you say it. That's how I say it. That's apparently not how the rest of the Western world says it. It's Hiroshima, but everyone else says Hiroshima. Well, they're wrong, I know, but at some point, you just have to concede. I saw one of those artsy-fartsy films in a film class in college called See which way Wikipedia pronounces it. Go ahead.
Hiroshima.
Hiroshima. Fine, I'm taking it. Play it again.
Hiroshima.
I want to hear it one more time.
Hiroshima.
All right, so I saw this movie in college that was called
Hiroshima.
From There with Love. Well, I screwed it up. Let me do it again. It was called From
Hiroshima
with Love. And that's how the Japanese, it was all subtitled. Boy, you want to catch a college nap? Have the professor turn the lights down and then have subtitle movies.
Hiroshima.
All right, that's enough now. All right, now I'm going back to calling it Hiroshima. Why did I even bring up Hiroshima? Oh, yeah. Scorched earth. Well, with Mary Burke, I call it scorch pants. Because what money of her own she has spent, which is about, or not spent, but invested in her campaign, is about $400,000. And that which she has spent, she's used on ridiculous lies against Scott Walker rather than taking this early moment to define herself. The number we had heard that she would invest is anywhere from $7 million to $10 million. This did not appear on my radar screen. Wisconsin Public Radio had this back on March 26th. Democrat Mary Burke says she won't be able to self-fund her campaign for governor. What? Democrat Mary Burke says she won't be able to self-fund her campaign for governor, saying she doesn't have that kind of scratch. She's not a Herb Kohl, Ron Johnson, Eric Hovde kind of millionaire. I will put into this race what I can, but I can't self-fund it. I'm not a Ron Johnson or a Herb Kohl. I don't have that type of wealth. Johnson gave $9 million over the course of his career. Herb Kohl gave up about $20 million. But that was for four campaigns, average of about $5 million apiece. That's probably backloaded, though. Probably more money down. Maybe not. He probably put a lot more in that first one. Burke says she'll be relying on traditional fundraising to get her message out. Now, Democratic Party Chairman of Wisconsin Mike Tate, who anointed her the chosen one and who got liberals all orgasmic that she was going to be a Ron Johnson Herb Kohl, he didn't have a response to this story. But if he did, and I'm just going to guess that it would be something to the effect of, uh-oh, because that was the whole appeal here. She may have nothing to say, but she's got a boatload of money with which to say it, which was the hope and prayers. I'll tell you right now, if she, and this is informed, what I'm telling you here is not speculation on my part. I know of at least some big money liberal donors who don't see her as a stock worth investing in. Ruh-roh. Now, here's what she could be doing. She may not want to spend all that much of her personal wealth and is trying, you know, this is like anything else. This is the old, well, how much does a car cost? How much do you have? If she really does have 7 to 10 million to spend, which is the number that's been banding around, that doesn't mean she wants to spend it on what could be a failed campaign. This could also be her realizing she's in trouble and that she's not going to dump 7 million to 10 million, even if in fact she does have it. Really, Mary, you grew sales for your family company's European division from $2 million to $50 million, and you don't have 10, 20 million in personal wealth? How does that work? And maybe she doesn't. Here's what I believe. I believe that, again, this is total speculation on my part. She'd rather have donors pay for more of it than herself. Well, who wouldn't? Who wouldn't? But if that was her essentially saying, hey, look, I'm not a deep pockets millionaire that can just do this, which does kind of look that way based on the way she's done it, she's toast. I'm telling you right now, she's toast. Kevin, as I mentioned, Kevin Benversi has a piece on this on Right Wisconsin today. Kevin's a friend of mine. Kevin points out why Democrats need Burke to self-fund. When she mentioned on Wisconsin Public Radio she can't self-fund, the audible gasp could be heard for miles. It's not just that many activists were told to stomach her candidacy because she's loaded, felt betrayed. It was that no one now knows if there will be enough money coming come November to help everyone else. Midterm elections are rarely national fights. Sure, there may be national narratives, but with no presidential election on the ballot, the various committees, Senate, House, gubernatorial, and state parties take lead. All the RNC or DNC does during this time is send money where it is needed. At the end of February, the RNC had $10 million cash on hand with no debt, while the DNC had $7 million in cash with $15 million in debt, largest amount ever held by a national party this late into a midterm campaign cycle. Unknown if the DNC will pay off its remaining creditors by November. Holding debt won't shut either committee down as long as both have a healthy cash flow for payroll and interest payments. The lights stay on and the phone banks operate. By the way, Kevin has been a political operative. He knows of where he speaks. Both committees will undoubtedly take on more debt this cycle. Debt financing has long been how get-out-the-vote campaigns are funded. Comparatively, the RNC has outraised the DNC by about $20 million so far this cycle. That the same cannot be said about the other committees. In Senate races, the DSCC has outraised the NRSC, and the DCCC has outraised the NRCC. On the gubernatorial front, the RGA outraised, that's the Republican Governors Association, outraised the DGA, $52.5 million to $28 million. Legally, only the RNC and DNC can transfer money to committees. If a state party is in financial dire straits, it is the RNC or DNC who bail them out. If one side wants to make a play at either the House or the Senate, it is the RNC or DNC who sends the money. In Wisconsin, the financials of the two state parties are currently as different as night and day. According to the most recent filing with the FEC, the Democratic Party sits on over $174,000 cash on hand. The Republicans have $1.1 million. While unions and left-wing groups will alleviate the difference between the state parties, the Dems' financial situation clearly demonstrates either a presumption Burke was going to pay for much of the campaign are anticipation of a huge cash influx from the DNC. With the DNC hobbled by debt, there's little guarantee they will ride to Burke's rescue, especially if the Senate is in play. That would be the state Senate. More perplexing is the DNC's unwillingness to pay off its current debt. Makes one wonder why any bank would loan them more money or what kind of interest rates they may see when they get more. Obviously, money is just part of the equation when it comes to campaign strategy, and we are 7 months away from Election Day. Anything could and likely will happen before then. But the DNC's finances, and particularly its decision to hang on to as much debt as it has, should be something to keep your eye on. And again, it's been out there a couple of weeks, but I haven't talked about it. It's a stunning, stunning development. If she really doesn't have... She's dumped $400,000 of her own in. If she, let's say it's only a million or two, she's not going to get, the grassroots isn't going to come through for her, in my opinion. Because they're looking at the polls. The longer she's been in, she hasn't moved the needle. And in fact, the gap has grown. If all she's got is a million or so, or whatever, of her own money, and she's going to use it to attack Scott Walker, this would explain why she hasn't used it to define herself. She doesn't feel she's got that kind of money. Even at that, what money she does have, she should have spent on defining herself in a positive way, as Cole, Hovde, and Johnson did. But she hasn't. She just simply hasn't. That would explain the desperation. And yeah, the party is not going to... Here's what Kevin is saying. The Democratic Party is going to have a choice here in Wisconsin. Do they have a realistic chance at the Senate? And there are a couple of races where they think they do. The most notable is Mike Ellis. Where are they going to think their money is better spent? Trying to defeat Scott Walker in a lost cause or take the Senate away from him. So in his second term, however long that may last, he doesn't have both levers of legislative power, or all three levers, Assembly, Senate, and the governor's mansion. If this is true, and if she's just... You know, as I said, it's very possible what she was trying to do there when she said that a couple of weeks ago is just, look, if people think I'm going to drop $20 million on this thing, they're not going to give. And I don't want to drop $20 million on it. I want some of it to come from campaign donation. I don't know. But that has to be a shocking development for liberals. It really does. As I said, I haven't seen it much in... NPR is the only place I've seen it. I don't think it would happen, but it does raise the issue one more time. Would somebody else step forward? Would some Democrat of financial means step forward and say, yeah, this was a mistake? All right, it's 8:55. As you know, for some time I've been sharing with you my weight loss success with Proactive Weight Loss Solutions. 45 pounds. I actually did not lose any weight when I stepped on the scale today. It's amazing. This thing is so effective when you don't lose like a pound every day. This is just terrible. I did with Charles Barkley there. Terrible. Jason, my producer, sees nothing terrible about Proactive Weight Loss Solutions. He started last week. How you doing, buddy?
I'm doing great. You know, I saw it work for you. I see it every day, yep. You know, and I just thought to myself, I have to get involved with this program. And the more I learned about it, the cooler it was. You know, there's a regimen. You have to follow it, but you get to eat.
Yep.
I mean, it's not that you have to starve yourself. It's not you can't eat this, you can't eat that. You get to eat steak. You get to eat fish. Asparagus, broccoli, cauliflower, fruits, apples, oranges, grapes.
Melon.
Yeah, melon. You know, so it's not just, you know, okay, you have to follow this and that's all you get to do. But, you know, if you call Dr. Jason Litwin at 920-268-1386, you can get a free assessment and see if it's right for you.
And that's all you have to do. See if it works for you. It's worked for me, continues to work for me, and it's working for Jason early on. Lots to get to in the show, including Lieutenant Governor Rebecca Clayfish in the studio, 1035, 856.
Last of the season, for freezing, yeah. My heart like a kick drum. My heart like a kick drum.
When we were kids, many a tree was climbed. We'd play tackle football with